السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاة والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاة والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاة والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء کرام، ریسپیکٹڈ برادرز اور سسٹرز ایٹ دا مدرسہ، دوز لسننگ اوور ریسیورز، اینڈ ٹو نائٹ آل دوز لسننگ اوور الانصار، اٹ از اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ فضل اینڈ احسان دیٹ ہی ہیز گیدرڈ اس فار دا ریممبرنس ان دس مجلس آف ذکر. اٹ از اللہ تعالیٰ فضل اینڈ احسان، ہی گیوز اس ڈفرنٹ کائنڈز آف باؤنٹیز اینڈ نعمتس. We all seem to appreciate to some extent, and that too not fully, the ni'mats and the blessings of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in our physical bodies. Our eyes, our ears, our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind, our heart, liver and lungs, all these are ni'mats and bounties of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then if you look at the material ni'mats, our homes, our cars, our wealth. Now all these are ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which sometimes we talk about and we say Allah ta'ala has blessed me with plentiful of ni'mats. However, we don't appreciate the spiritual ni'mats. I was mentioning this morning in one of my lessons that a person is sometimes making a lot of dua for some material ni'mat. He's asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for a good home, for a good car, for business, for job opportunity, or anything else which is permissible. The dua does not seem to get accepted, so the person gets disappointed. Whereas the dua has been accepted, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows when is the best time to give this person what he is seeking. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala will give him that which he is seeking. Sometimes Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, because of that dua that he has made, he will give him something better in return, or he will remove some difficulty, some bala, some problem, some test and trial that was going to befall him. Or sometimes Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives some spiritual ni'mat, and this person does not appreciate that this is also a ni'mat. The person was asking for a good car, a good home, plenty of wealth. He didn't get that. He remained in his poverty. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave him the tawfiq of making tahajjud salat, of reading the Quran Sharif, of making some other ibadat, some zikr, some tilawat, making khidmat and service of the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, for which it's not necessary that you must have wealth. So now these are also bounties of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So it is only Allah ta'ala's fazal and ihsan that he has gathered us to take his mubarak name, to recite salat and salam upon Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to make istighfar and to make tawbah from our sins. That is what this majlis is all about. Why I repeat this is that many a person believes that and thinks that everything has to be discussed in every majlis. But that is not possible. It's impossible for any person to discuss all aspects of Islam in one particular majlis. And who does not know what the Muslim Ummah is going through in Palestine, in Chechnya, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Somalia, in Sudan, and in so many other parts of the world. We all know what the Muslim Ummah is going through. So to discuss those issues which are affecting the Ummah at large are also very important. There is a place for it and it should be discussed. We should feel the pain and the suffering irrespective of where the believer is in the world. We should feel the same pain and suffering. But this majlis has got a different flavor. I always say we talk about different flavors. We say that the cool drinks that we have, raspberry flavored, lemon flavored, spalletta, cream soda, and all other kinds of flavors that we have. In juices, we have different kinds of juices. In flowers, we have different kinds of fragrances. So in the same way, the tafsir of the Quran Sharif has got its own fragrance. The commentary of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has got its own fragrance. The majlis of nasihat has got its own fragrance. The majlis of zikr has got its own fragrance. The majlis in which we discuss Palestine, Afghanistan, Iraq, and the state of the Ummah at large, it has got its own fragrance. And we need a balance of everything. No one should consider that this is the only kind of majlis that must be held in the world. There is a place for every kind of majlis. Majlis for da'wat ilallah. So there is a requirement and a need for all kinds of majalis. And no person must claim that his majlis is the end of all majalis. So this majlis has got its own fragrance. It is a majlis of zikr in which we have some Naat Sharif, some zikrullah, some istighfar and tawbah. So we'll commence with one Naat Sharif, which I have discussed in some other majlis. Ay Rasool-e Khuda Sarwar-e Anbiya, Tu hai sabse juda, Tu hai sabse juda. اے رسول خدا سرور انبیاء تو ہے سب سے جدا تو ہے سب سے جدا تجھ سا ڈھونڈے ملے نہ کہیں دوسرا تو ہے سب سے جدا تو ہے سب سے جدا اے رسول خدا سرور انبیاء تو ہے سب سے جدا تو ہے سب سے جدا رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم if you have to look at his نبوت also he was خاتم الانبیاء نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام was the seal of all nabis no nabi came after نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام or will ever come anyone who claims نبوت after نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام is an imposter is a liar رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم if you have to look at His creation, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's nur before he created anything of this universe. Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was still bain al ma'i wa tween. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, every aspect of his life says, Tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. The akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, the features of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, In the short period and span of life that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was given, and especially after Nubuwwat, when that crown was placed on his head, he was a Nabi long, long before anything was created, but the suhoor of that was made when he was 40 years of age in the cave of Hira. And from there, it's just 23 years that he had, and look at the revolution that he brought about. Look at the changes in society. Look at the complete transformation in the lives of the people. What they were, drinking, gambling, adultery, fornication, murders, killings, arson, rape, looting, burying their daughters alive. Absolutely no discipline no constitution governing their lives, and just within a short period of time, and that too with all the battles that were being waged, the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood, the nasara and the munafiqeen were not giving Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam any kind of peace. Look at the different battles, battle of Badr, battle of Uhud, battle of Trench, and all the rest of the tests and trials. But in spite of that, within that short span of time, look at the revolution, look at the change, look at the transformation. Tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. We just cannot understand, we cannot know Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's true status and position. For that we must ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He will tell us. So he says, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. Ey Rasule Khuda Sarware Ambeya, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. Tujhsa dhoonde mile na kahin dusra, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. Teri surat khudai ki takmeel hai, teri sunnat bhalai ki ta'meel hai. Teri surat khudai ki takmeel hai, teri sunnat bhalai ki ta'meel hai. Sari duniya kahe tujhko noor-e-khuda, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. Ae Rasool-e-khuda, sarwar-e-ambiya, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. Ey Rasule Khuda Sarware Ambiya, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. Every person was created as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wished. But as Hassan bin Sabit radiallahu ta'ala know, with regards to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِّن كُلِّ عَيْبٍ كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاهُ. You have been created free of any kind of defect, any kind of blemish, any kind of weakness, nothing of any sort, absolutely perfect creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. As if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala asked you, how would you like to be created? How would you like your features? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made him like that. So, teri surat khudai ki takmeel hai, teri sunnat bhalai ki taamil hai. Anybody really wants goodness in his life, then look at the sunnat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. His lifestyle is a perfect lifestyle. The rich, the poor, the king, and the beggar, the black, the white, the fit, the healthy, the sick, the weak, irrespective of what condition a person is, he has got guidance in the sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. If we have to discuss these issues, then you will have to sit the whole night. So we say, teri sunnat balai ki taamil hai, teri surat khudai ki takmeel hai, teri sunnat balai ki taamil hai. Sari duniya kahe tujhko noor-e-khuda, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. Ey Rasool-e-khuda, sarwar-e-ambiya, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. Ey Rasool-e-khuda, sarwar-e-ambiya, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. Tere altaaf hai bar zaman o zami, tere altaaf hai bar zaman o zami, tera har faisla hai Quran e mubin, tera har faisla hai Quran e mubin. Teri har baat mein hai khuda ki raza, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda, ae rasool-e khuda sarwar-e anbiya, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. No time to give you a detailed explanation, but tera har faisla hai Quran-e-Mubin. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his own life, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she was questioned that what does Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam do in the home and what was his akhlaq, said, haven't you read the Quran Sharif? That was his akhlaq. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was an example, perfect example. All his decisions were based on the Quran Sharif. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala guided him at every step. He did not say anything out of his own whim and fancy. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَىٰ. تیری ہر بات میں ہے خدا کی رضا. That was the only concern of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nothing else. That my Allah must be pleased. And we know that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was masoom and sinless. There was no question of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam displeasing Allah ta'ala. But yet so much of concern that I must not do anything that is displeasing to my Allah. Everything must be for the pleasure of my Allah. At-tahiyyatu lillahi was-salawatu wat-tayyibat, which he said in Mi'raj also. Everything for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's pleasure. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he gave us a lesson that we do many things which we consider to be for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but we don't check with the Quran Sharif and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam if what we are doing and calling it for the pleasure of Allah, is it something that pleases Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There are so many of our actions. Do we present it to the Quran Sharif? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that everything was for the raza of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Absolute sincerity and ikhlas in all his actions and deeds.
Tere altaaf hain bar zaman o zameen, tera har faisla hai Quran e mubeen, teri har baat mein hai khuda ki raza, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda, ae rasool-e khuda sarwar-e anbiya, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda, ae rasool-e khuda sarwar-e anbiya, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. Sare alam me dunda milana kahi, sare alam me dunda milana kahi, koi tujhsa ami tera fikre hasi, tera rutba bulantar hai baad az khuda, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. اے رسول خدا سرور انبیاء, تو ہے سب سے جدا, تو ہے سب سے جدا. اے رسول خدا سرور انبیاء, تو ہے سب سے جدا, تو ہے سب سے جدا.
تیرا رتبہ بلند تر ہے بعد از خدا. لا يمكن الثناء كما كان حقه بعد خدا وزرقت هي قصه مختصر. There is no way that we can do justice to the praises of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and not that he is in need of our praises. He is not in need of us reciting durood sharif and salam in abundance. He is not in need of our glorifying him. If Allah tabaraka wa taala has glorified him and praised him, if Allah tabaraka wa taala has made his sana, then what is the need for us to make salah? It is for our own benefit that we read salat and salam on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Every time that we read durood and salam, for every durood sharif, 10 blessings, 10 sins are forgiven, elevation of 10 positions, and so many other blessings have been promised. So if we are praising Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we are doing ourselves a favor. We are not doing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam any favor. So Badas Khuda Buzruk, Tera Rutba Bulantar Hai Badas Khuda, Tu Hai Sab Se Juda, Tu Hai Sab Se Juda.
Tere Ashab Sab Se Hai Aala Huwe, Tere Ashab Sab Se Hai Aala Huwe, Teri Sohbat Mili Jis Se Bala Huwe, Teri Sohbat Mili Jis Se Bala Huwe, Ye Tera Silsila Sab Hai Noore Hoda, Tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda, ae Rasool-e-Khuda, Sarwar-e-Anbiya, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda, ae Rasool-e-Khuda, Sarwar-e-Anbiya, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda, sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's companions, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Ashabi kan nujum, bi-ayyim iqtadaytum ihtadaytum. My companions are like the guiding stars, whichever one of them, if you follow, you will get hidayat. Each and every companion of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala declares them, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. What a certificate they got. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala pleased with them, they pleased with Allah ta'ala. Each and everyone in the company and sohbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they imbibed the fragrance of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's akhlaq in their lives. If any person wanted to see Islam, there was no need to say, go and study this book and go and study that book. You had to go and tell him that study any companion of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and you will find Islam. Now we have got a lot of speeches. But if any person wants to see true Islam, can we suggest to them that spend some time in our company and you will see true Islam? Or when that person will come to spend some time in our company, we will put him on the television and we will have all the filthy magazines and novels and the CDs, or we will take him also to the rave club and disco and cinema. And when it will be time for Salah, then at that time either we will be sleeping or watching some World Cup. So can we say that in our lives you will see Islam? No matter how many speeches we give, no matter how much we talk about Islam. But can any person who spends some time in our sohbat, in our company, see Islam in our lives? We haven't been able to show Islam to those who work for us. Our maids haven't seen Islam in our lives. Our laborers haven't seen Islam in our lives. Our close friends and family members and associates haven't seen Islam in our lives. Where are we going to show it to the non-Muslims? So therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his companions had this unique sifat, that each and every one of them was a pure and a good Muslim.
Tere aqwal mein, tere kirdar mein, tere afaal mein, tere afkar mein, tere afaal mein, tere afkar mein, sare alam ki hai bas inhi mein baqa, Tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda, ae Rasool-e-Khuda, Sarwar-e-Anbiya, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda, ae Rasool-e-Khuda, Sarwar-e-Anbiya, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda.
In the actions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, if a person wants life, he wants true life, he wants hayat, then he will get it in following Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's actions. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, certain things he chose for himself, He didn't impose upon the ummah. And we get a wrong impression that how can we follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he didn't even keep one coin for the next day. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he just had one set of clothes, or sometimes just two sheets, or sometimes just one sheet. Sometimes for days on end the stove did not light in his home. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his room was a 2x2 room. When he is going down in sajda, that Khatamul Anbiya, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, the one for whom the whole universe was created. But Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha has to pull her feet back so that my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can put his forehead in sajda. But now for us, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not impose that. Otherwise there would have been no masail of zakat. There would have been no masail of inheritance in the Quran Sharif. So we are told to follow the Sharia. And what a beautiful Sharia. Every person can follow the Sharia. Simple, practical, easy, and most beautiful. So that is what he says, Tere aqwal mein, tere kirdar mein.
Tera zikr hasi jis jaga bhi chale. Tera zikr hasi jis jaga bhi chale. Dil ko lazzat mile, jaan ko farhat mile. Dil ko lazzat mile, jaan ko farhat mile. Dil tere ishq mein mera dooba hua. Tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. Hey Rasool-e Khuda, Sarwar-e Anbiya. Tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. Ae Rasool-e Khuda, Sarwar-e Anbiya. Tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. Wherever the discussion of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam takes place, the heart gets such enjoyment, that what do the kings know of this enjoyment that our hearts get? Their thrones and their crowns cause them a lot of pain and a lot of headache. Where can they understand what is sukoon? Shahon ke saro par taaje giran se dard sa aksar rehta hai. Aur ahle wafa ke seeno mein ek noor ka darya behta hai.
Tera zikr haseen jis jaga bhi chale. Dil ko lazzat mile, jaan ko farhat mile. Dil tere ishq mein mera dooba hua. Tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. Ae Rasool-e Khuda, Sarwar-e Anbiya. Tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. Khaliq-e khalq manzar pe laya tujhe. Khatamul Anbiya phir banaya tujhe. Sare nabiyon ne ki ek teri iqtida. Tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. Ae Rasool-e Khuda, Sarwar-e Anbiya. Tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. Ae Rasool-e Khuda, Sarwar-e Anbiya. Tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda.
In the night of Miraj, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was made the imam of all the anbiya that had been gathered there.
Aisi azmat khuda ne banai teri. Sare alam pe rahmat hai chhai teri. Aisi azmat khuda ne banai teri. Sare alam pe rahmat hai chhai teri. Arsh rabbe ola hai teri inteha. Tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. Ae Rasool-e Khuda, Sarwar-e Anbiya. Tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda.
Aaj dar pe tere ye habibe hazi. Iltija kar raha hai wa sidq o yaqeen.
ہو شفاعت میری بس بروز جزا، اے رسول خدا تو ہے سب سے جدا، تو ہے سب سے جدا، ہو شفاعت میری بس بروز جزا، تو ہے سب سے جدا، تو ہے سب سے جدا، اے رسول خدا سرور انبیاء، تو ہے سب سے جدا، تو ہے سب سے جدا.
اللہ تعالیٰ must bless us with the شفاعت of رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
یار رہے یار اب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں، مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت، خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں، ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں، سرشار رہوں، ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا، تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں، اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں، تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں، تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں، تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں، اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 دونوں جہاں میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگی، جنوں انسوں حور و ملائک، عرش و کرسی چرخ و زمین، کون مقام لائق سجدہ تیرے سوا اے نور مبین، کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں، کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں، اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 یاد میں تیری سب کو بلا دوں کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے، تجھ پر سب گھر بار لوٹا دوں خانہِ دل آباد رہے سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دوں غم سے تیرے دل شاد رہے سب کو نظر سے اپنی گرا دوں تجھ سے فقط فریاد رہے اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار و نامسیح تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ او اللہ او مائی بلوڈ اللہ نفس اینڈ شیطان ہیو بوتھ گینگڈ اپ اینڈ ڈسٹرائڈ مائی مورلز مائی کیریکٹر دے ہیو ڈسٹنسڈ می فرام یو اینڈ مائی رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم They have made me enjoy those things which are displeasing to you and my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They have glorified sins in my sight. They want to take me down the gutters of disgrace and humiliation. They want to take me to the fires of Jahannam. But O Allah, no matter how sinful a person I may be, no matter how much I may have distanced myself from you and your Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no matter how much I may have distanced myself from the Quran Sharif and the teachings of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but I am turning towards you. I am seeking from you forgiveness for all my sins. Ya Allah, give me the himmat, the tawfiq to repay to whomsoever whatever is due. To make qazas of whatever salat I may have missed, to pay back the zakat which I may have missed out, and to keep the fast which I have made qaza, and to fulfill the rights of every person, to fulfill your rights and the rights of your creation. Ya Allah, I'm turning towards you. Tu bhi magar ghaffar hai ya Rab. Ya Allah, you dearly love forgiveness, provided the person does not become arrogant, does not become obstinate, he humbles himself and seeks forgiveness from you, then your mercy has got no limit and no bounds. You are prepared to accept the worst of all sinners on the surface of this earth, as long as he makes sincere tawbah. Tu bhi magar ghaffar hai ya Rab. Baksh de mere sare guna. Forgive all my sins. Turn towards him and see what Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gives. Ab to rahe bas تادم آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah jalla jalaluhu Allah 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 kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah 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 Allahu 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 Allah, 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 Allahu Allah.
Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr e illallah illallah illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr e illallah illallah illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 اللہ. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. Oh my beloved Allah, Oh my Rahim Allah, Oh my Kareem Allah, Oh my most forgiving Allah, my most merciful Allah, Oh my most tolerant Allah, most compassionate Allah, most loving, caring Allah, most generous, kind Allah, most beneficent, most merciful Allah, Oh my most beautiful Allah. We are your most sinful servants on the surface of the earth. We are extending our begging bowls before you, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, you are all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. This very moment in time, you are watching us, my beloved Allah. You are seeing the thoughts. Ya Allah, you are aware of the thoughts that are crossing our minds. You have seen everything that we have done in our lives. You have heard everything that we have spoken. You are aware of everything that we have done. Nothing was hidden from your sight. Ya Allah, you are the one who has blessed us with our sight, with our hearing, with our speech, with our hands, our feet, our heart, liver, lungs, kidneys, bladder, and all parts of our bodies. Day and night you are showering your bounties upon us. unlimited bounties, my beloved Allah. We use the very same bounties for your disobedience. We use our sight for your disobedience. How much of our hearing for your disobedience? How much of our speech for your disobedience? How much of our hands and feet for your disobedience? If there had been any other Allah besides you, Ya Allah, you would have destroyed all of us. You would have ordered the earth to open up and swallow each and every one of us. But Ya Allah, there is no other Allah besides you. Tere siwa koi khuda nahi. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you. You have given us these begging bowls. You have attached them to our bodies so that we may extend them before you any part of the day or night. Your treasures are unlimited, my beloved Allah. Why should we cast our gaze upon that which mankind has? Ya Allah, why should we not look at your treasures which are unlimited? We are seeking from your unlimited treasures of forgiveness to forgive each and every one of us. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. My beloved Allah, you dearly love those who turn towards you and seek forgiveness. No matter how far we may have gone, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, even if our sins are more than your entire creation put together, just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. Vere Allah, my beloved Allah, my beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. Our weakness is that we thought nobody was watching us. Ya Allah, you who blessed billions of people with sight, how can you not be watching our actions and our deeds? Ya Allah, it's just your kindness, your tolerance that you do not cease there and then. You could have destroyed us the moment we committed sins, but you give us an opportunity to make tawbah, to repent, to turn towards you. This is your great favor upon us. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, sins of our ears, sins of our tongues, sins of our hands and feet, sins of our heart and mind. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, you blessed us with Iman and Islam without us deserving. Ya Allah, we are seeking forgiveness. We know we are not deserving of your mercy because of the abundant amount of sin that we commit day and night. But Ya Allah, for whom is your mercy if it is not for sinful ones like us? Nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tawa. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar, chahata hoon main teri pana. Ya Allah, we are seeking protection in you. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, we are the ummatis of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you have to forgive us, your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become pleased. Ya Allah, distance us from everything that is displeasing to you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fill our hearts with so much of your love and so much of love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you from a single moment. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your muhabbat and the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So much muhabbat that it becomes extremely easy for us to do everything ordered by you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Becomes easy to pray 5 times a day, to fast in Ramadan, to give zakat if due, to go for hajj if farz, to fulfill the rights of our parents, our children, our wives, our brothers, our sisters, our family members, our neighbors, to fulfill the rights of the young and the old, to fulfill the rights of all Muslims or non-Muslims. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your love. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness because of our sins, Where do we go, my Allah? Where do we go, my beloved Allah? Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, zami meri, falak mera. My Allah, if you are ours, then everything will work in our favor. Then our businesses will give us barakah. Our homes will give us comfort. There will be peace and harmony in our lives. There will be unity, my beloved Allah, in our families and the ummah. If you are unhappy and displeased because of our actions, and if you are not ours, then nothing will be ours. Become ours and make us yours. Hamara banja, hame apna bana le. Become ours, my beloved Allah, and make us yours. Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangata hoon? Main apne khuda se khuda mangata hoon. ہو جائے میرا اے ہو جاؤ اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا یا اللہ if somebody has to ask me what is this you are asking all the time I will respond that I am asking my Allah from him that he becomes mine and I become his my beloved Allah clean and purify our hearts of malice of greed of pride of arrogance Clean and purify our hearts of jealousy and envy. Why should we be jealous of what you give to others, my beloved Allah? Why should we not seek it from you? What shortage is there in your treasures? Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my beloved Allah. Shifa is in your hands. There is effect in medication and in duas. But shifa is in your hands. Ya Allah, we know that sometimes sicknesses and diseases and poverty and other kinds of tests and trials can be a rahmat and a mercy in disguise. But we are extremely weak servants of yours. We cannot take any kind of pain or suffering or hardship or test. My beloved Allah, bless us all with good health. Bless us with physical health and spiritual health. Whosoever is sick and ailing, Ya Allah, so many have met up with accidents. They are in hospitals. So many are in coma. There are so many who have broken their bones, their jaws. Their skulls have been cracked. Oh, my beloved Allah. There are so many that have undergone operations. And so many are planning to undergo operations. Whosoever is sick and ailing, give them shifa. Whether they are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, or amongst us. Ya Allah, shifa lies in your hands. Don't test us, my beloved Allah. Those who are in poverty, bless them with halal wealth. Ya Allah, those who are in debts, give them plentiful of halal risk and remove their debts. My beloved Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are on journeys, make them reach their destination safely. Those who have gone for umrahs, make them, bless them with maqbool and mabroor umrah. Ya Allah, bless them with maqbool ziyarat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us all with the tawfiq and give us the ability. And Ya Allah, create the means for us to reach Makkatul Mukarrama and Madinah Tayyibah. Oh my beloved Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether it is in Palestine, Chechnya, Afghanistan, Iraq, Somalia, Sudan, Kashmir or any part of the world, Ya Allah, Europe, Asia, Africa, where is the Ummah not going through great amount of suffering and pain? We know that the major cause of the suffering of the Ummah is the Ummah itself. Ya Allah, we know it's our actions and our deeds which are bringing about a reaction. But my Allah, we are ashamed of those evil deeds and actions. Bless us with a life of purity. Ya Allah, purify our hearts and clean our hearts. My beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq to pray 5 times a day, to fast in Ramadan, to give zakat if due, to go for hajj if fast. Ya Allah, a day is going to come in our lives when the angel of death is going to strike the sword. We like it or not, we are going to leave this world one day. We don't know when the angel of death will strike. We don't know how and where. Ya Allah, Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, in a casino, in a rave club, popping drugs in our mouths, watching some filth on the television screen, or watching some porn site on the internet. My beloved Allah, we are unaware when the angel of death is going to strike. How can then we be so complacent and satisfied being in haram actions and places? Ah, my beloved Allah, save us from any kind of disgrace, embarrassment and humiliation. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. We know we are not deserving, but take us to Madina Tayyiba. As the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. With us salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. My Allah, let our souls depart. Bless us with burial in Baqi. So that when the winds of Rahmat blow, we too may be forgiven. But if it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our lives, in our time. Unite the hearts of parents and children, brothers and sisters, family members, and the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Ya Allah, remove the conditions of poverty, famine, conditions of drought, conditions of flood, and all other disasters that are prevalent in the world. Ya Allah, millions are suffering from AIDS. My beloved Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, and the problems of mankind around the globe. My beloved Allah, we are seeking from you. You are all powerful, almighty. Change the direction of our lives. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatu. Ha, my Allah, how long are we going to walk the path of sins? Badal de mera rasta dil badal de. Ya Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our parents, our children, our wives, our families and the ummah with all that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Enters into Jannat on the day of Qiyamah in the company of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without any reckoning. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the desires, the wishes and the good aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes, desires and aspirations. There are so many things we have been able to ask and so many things we haven't been able to ask. Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the tests and the trials of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. With your fazl, with your ihsan, with your kindness, Ya Allah, remove their pain, their suffering, their hardship and their problems. Those who are in search of marriage partners, bless them with pious, righteous, compatible marriage partners. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas sami'ul alim. Wa tub alayna, innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Huzur Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke sadqe mein hamari duaon ko qubool kar. ہم جیسے بھی ہے میرے مولا قبول کر لے قبول کر لے وصل اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقہ سیدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.